we're going to talk about overcoming our fears.
今天我们要讲关于胜过你的恐惧。
And I'm sure fear is a very common emotion that we experience maybe on a daily basis.
我相信恐惧是我们每一天可能都很平常常常会遇到的经历到的。
And I read that one of the major fears that all of us have.
然后我知道说其中一个很重很多大部分有的大部分的人都有的恐惧就是
And that's public speaking.
那就是在大家公众面前讲话。
And I am no exception.
那我也是其中一个就是很怕在面前讲话。
You see, I used to be a very shy, quiet girl before I met Christ.
在我信耶稣之前呢，其实我是一个很安静又害羞的人。
I was very insecure.
我没有安全感。
Of who I am.
然后就说不太确定自己是谁。
And I'm afraid to open my mouth, fearing that people will judge me.
然后很害怕就开口在人面前，害怕别人会批评。
And by nature, I'm not an eloquent speaker.
然后我本身呢，不是一个很会说话的人。
So my great fear when I come and do a message.
所以当我要准备讲道的时候
，I'm so fearful that I'm going to forget what I'm going to say.
我很害怕我会忘记我要说什么。
And what I'm going to say hit the walls.
然后怕说我讲的话就好像撞到墙壁一样。
Next. Has no influence at all.
或者是人听了以后就没有被影响，听不进去。
Or make an impact.
会有改变。
Or that what I have to share is only informational.
或是我只是分享一些知识而已。
Because I really want my message to hit the heart.
因为我很希望我所分享的能够触碰到人的心。
But you know, it's not my job to make my message hit your heart.
但是呢，我发现原来不是我的工作是去打动你的心。
It's a work of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵 ，Amen.
To speak to you.
要跟圣灵来对你说话。
So let's pray, invite the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us.
所以我们来欢迎圣灵来好吗？我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们来到面前，奉耶稣的名。
We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come.
我们欢迎圣灵来到我们当中。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart.
光照我们心里面的眼睛。
Give us a mind to understand.
给我们能够理解了解的头脑。
And an ear to be able to hear what you have to say to me.
还有耳朵能够听见你对我们所说的话。
And a heart to understand.
然后能够心能够明白你的话。
Lord, may you speak through this weak vessel.
主啊，求你来使用我们这软弱的器皿。
Through my inadequacy.
我不完全
yeah, demonstrate your power.
能够展现你的大能
I pray this in the name of Jesus.
我这样的祷告奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So the Lord is taking over from this point on.
就是神在这边从这里开始就会掌权了 Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So what is fear?
所以到底什么是恐惧呢？
So fear, according to the definition on the internet, it's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat.
所以呢，恐惧在名词在解释是什么呢？就是一种不舒服的感觉或感受，就是认为这个人或这事情是有危险的，可能会产生痛苦或威胁。所以这就是一个名词的意思。
So the verb is to be afraid of someone or something is likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening.
或者是动词的话，它的意思就是害怕某个人或某件事情。因为可能造成危险、痛苦或有威胁性。
So I read that there's only two fears that's innate in us that we were born with, and that's the fear of falling and the fear of loud noise or loud sound.
所以我发现我们天生的天然人呢就有两种恐惧，第一个就是很害怕掉下来，从高处掉下来，然后第二个是 很大的声音。
And the rest are, the fears are being conditioned by experiences, people, teachings.
然后其他的恐惧呢是原来是我们成长成学习到的，就是说从环境里面所影响你的被教导的。
Okay, so I want to tell you there are two types of fear.
那有两种不同的恐惧。
One is a healthy fear. It's a good fear.
其中一种呢是健康的恐惧。
For instance, you know that if you touch a stove, your hands will be burned.
首先的，譬如说，如果你的手碰到一个很烫的东西，很烫的叫什么
stove
炉子，那炉子嘛叫火炉，那你就会知道会烫伤。
Or if you jump in front of the train, like the BART station,
或者是你在火车站那边掉在那个轨道上面
，you will die.
你会死亡。
So there's a fear of being burned or die. You just don't do it.
所以你会有天然人的一个恐惧，就是会身体上受到伤害嘛，所以你就不会做这些事。
So these are good fear. It protects you from danger, from pain, and from death.
所以呢，这种天然人的恐惧就是要保护你，就是脱离这个危险哈，或是你的生命威胁。
The Bible also tells that it's a fear that's good and healthy.
那圣经里面也有讲说，有一个好的恐惧或是健康的恐惧。
And that is the fear of the Lord.
那就是说敬畏神的恐惧。
So that fear is not like being scared, dying, or any or pain. It's just reverence and reverence for God.
所以那种的恐惧不是说因为害怕死亡呢，或者痛苦，而是你对神有一个敬畏的心。
So when you when you revere Him and honor Him, you have a heart want to do to abide in what He says.
当你有一个敬畏神的心的时候，你对神呢会有会顺从他的话，会做神要求你做的事情。
You know, God is our creator and maker. He's the one who gave us life.
因为神是我们的创造者，然后他是那个给我们生命那位。
And He gave us a manual for life.
然后他也赐给我们一个引导，对于生命的引导。
And that's the Bible.
那就是圣经，对吧？
So in the Bible, you get to know the maker and creator of your life.
所以在透过圣经，你可以认识这位创造者。
And in this manual, he tells you how to live this life that he has created for you.
那就是在圣经里面也会让你认识到神怎么让你过你的生活。
And along with any manual comes with safety instructions.
在这个所有的叫做什么指引书嘛，就是你买一个东西会有解说，对吧？说明书上面都会告诉你说，哎，什么样是安全啊、保险的一个内容。
So the safety instruction tell you all the don'ts, so you don't get hurt.
那个说明书里面，其中会有几点就会说，哎，不要做这件事，不然你会受伤。
So God gave us a lot of precepts in the Bible.
所以圣经里面也是同样的，也有很告诉你有些事情你是是你的界限不能做。
They are there for protection, for protection.
而是来保护我们的。
It's not to, you know, be legalistic, you know, to say it's not a bunch of do and don'ts, but they are there for your protection.
而不是神的心意，不是说要给你很多的规条，而是不是一个就什么律法主义，说什么要能做，什么不能做。
There are precepts for you to. It's a manual for you to learn how to live your life to the fullest. How you can live your life to the fullest.
是一个指引，说让你怎么活的生命可以更丰盛。Amen.
So these are the healthy fear.
所以那就是一个健康的恐惧。
And the next one, the other one.One is the unhealthy fear, the bad fears.
然后另外一种呢，就是不健康的恐惧。
And being afraid of something that cannot actually harm us.
就是害怕一些不是能真正伤害你的东西。
Like be fearful of a spider.
譬如说你害怕蜘蛛。
Or mouse. I don't like mouse in my house.
或是老鼠，害怕老鼠。
I mean, that little black mouse, how can it hurt me?
我想说那个那只小小的老鼠怎么可以伤害你呢
？I just don't like it. You see that? It's like,
但是我就是不喜欢，我看到它我就会尖叫。
Few years ago, there's this mother and daughter came to our church.
那几年前有一个母女来到我们的教会。
And they were victims of domestic abuse.
他们曾经有家暴的背景。
And so we had to help them and put them up at a motel.
所以后来我们帮助他，就是把他放在一个旅馆面。
We have to hide them from the abuser.
我们要保护他，就是把他们从那个施暴者那边藏起来，养啊，
躲
起来。
So when I go and bring food and visit them in the motel room,
所以当我带食物到他们那个住宿的地方的时候
，I notice the handle of the phone is.Wrapped with a cover wrapped with toilet papers.
我后来发现说，他们那个电话在旅馆里面不是有电话吗？他的房间里面的电话是被这些厕所的厕纸、卫生纸包住的。
Because they have this phobia about germs.
是因为他们非常害怕不干净或者是这个细菌。
So they are afraid to touch the phone directly with their hand.
就是害怕说用手来碰那个电话。
So they had to cover it up with the toilet paper.
所以他们需要用厕纸就是来包住它，盖住它。
And when I took them to the restaurant to their first meal ever in a restaurant.
然后当我带他们第一次去外面吃饭的时候。
They would not eat from the plates and the silverware utensils from the restaurant, supplied by the restaurant.
那在餐厅里面不是有盘子啊、刀叉那些嘛？他就会从那个盘子上面吃饭。
They ask for takeout containers.
他会说请人给他那些一次性用完的就丢的，或是那个拿出去外带的那个
disposable chopsticks.
就是一次性的筷子。
So they will be eating the food in front of them from the takeout containers.
就是他们吃的时候就用这些外带的这个纸盘啊、碗啊、筷子用那个来吃。
Pour the tea into the takeout container and drink it that way.
然后用倒出来的水也是放在那个纸杯子那边喝。
They have this phobia because the abuser condition sort of brainwashed their brain that.Everything has germs, and to be careful.
他们为什么会是这样？是因为他们那个施暴者就跟他们讲说，所有的东西啊都有细菌啊，你要小心啊，就把他们弄得很害怕。
But actually, it's a lie, isn't it?
但是我说这个是不是一个谎言呢
？It's not the truth.
不是真实的吗
？Another time, we can receive a lot of thoughts that are not the reality. They are lies from the enemy.
那很多时候我们会有受很多仇敌的思想所影响。
The enemy want to intimidate us.
然后仇敌会要来恐吓你，要吓你。
Oppress us, harass us with fear.
然后压制我们，用恐惧来压制我们。
To paralyze us.
使我们不能动。
So we cannot fulfill the will of God.
所以我们不能行出神意。
So our subject is about overcoming fear.
我们的主题是讲到怎么样来胜过恐惧嘛。
So in every fear, there are two factors.
所以各样的所有的恐惧有两个原因。
So every day we can receive a lot of signals of potential danger, pain, harm.
每天我们都会受到不同的这种资讯，就是一些就是一个让你恐惧的可能因素。
Circumstances can come into our life that's out of our control.
譬如你不能控制的环境。
And we can go through it without God in the picture.
你可以走过这个过程，就是神，但是神却没有在里面。
And then, you know, fear can lead to anxiety and worries.
然后你就会带着这个惧怕，还有什么忧虑还有紧张。
And we are constantly living this type of emotion, negative emotions.
然后你会常常就在这种的负面的情绪下的影响。
But there's another alternative.
但是有另外一种面对恐惧的方法。
There is an overcoming factor that we can have.
那就是我们可以胜过恐惧的方法。
And that's having God in the picture.
那就是邀请神来到你的这个环境里面。
And we believe in that.He is in control.
然后我就相信说神是在掌权的。
Okay, there are, okay. So there are many fears and different fears we all have.
那我们生命里面有很多各样的恐惧。
But I just want to, you know, mention some of the major ones.
但是我这里，这里有点小，那个字，会不会？我这里只是提出好列出一些我们生活里面会遇到的。
Okay, one of the major ones is we don't like to feel rejected.
其中一种呢，就是不喜欢感到被拒绝。
So, have you ever experienced that?
你曾经有经验过被拒绝吗？有。
I did.I can share briefly of one of my major rejection that I ever experienced in my life.
我可以跟你分享我曾经经历过最大的一个拒绝的感觉个经验。
Okay, my boyfriend before Pastor Joseph.
就是我遇见牧师之前的那位男朋友，前男友。
Okay, he was a medical doctor.
他其实是一位医生。
But it came to a point I have to decide whether.To marry him and forget about God, or break up with him and keep God.
我跟他交往到一个地步，就已经要考虑到底我要跟他结婚呢，然后就离弃神，或者是我要跟这位男朋友分手，然后继续跟随神。
And.I didn't have a peace over this relationship. It's a two-year relationship.
我一直在过去那两年当中跟他交往过程都没有平安。
He was not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
And I always live in guilt because I know what the word says about being not equally yoked with unbelievers.
然后我一直都有这个内疚感，就是我因为我知道圣经里面说到，因为你们是不负责不同的恶嘛。信与不信有什么相同，对吧
？So I, you know, I just didn't have a peace when I know I was living in disobedience.
所以我真的没有平安，因为我知道我在违背神的心意嘛。
So then I came to a point where I had to choose between him and God.
所以到了一个地步，就说我要做一个选择，就是我就是选他还是选神
？But after you have tasted the goodness of the Lord,
但是当你尝到神的美善。
How you can say goodbye, Lord? I want to choose my boyfriend and marry him.
你怎么可能会说主啊，拜拜，再见了，我去，我要嫁给这个我的男朋友。
I couldn't.
哎，我没有办法。
So I had to cut him off.
所以我就要跟他分手，要划界限。
And then 2 months later, no, yeah, 2 months later he got engaged.
然后呢，分手以后两个月，他就已经。订婚了
And a month later, he got married.
然后在一个月之后，他已经结婚了。
And I said, "What?"
我就说他怎么可能
？You tell me you love me every day.
然后你每天都跟我说你爱我。
And it's so easy for you to walk away and marry somebody else.
然后，但是你现在很那么简单，一下子就转个头就去跟别人结婚了。
So for the next year, I really live in depression.
所以后来的那一年，我真的非常的失望
，and rejection，
然后觉得被拒绝。
But I praise the Lord，
但是感谢主
，He made a clean cut in this relationship。
他就在这个事情上让我有一个很清楚的分界，就是分开了，断开了。
Because if God didn't really make a clean cut in this relationship，
那因为如果神没有很清楚的帮我们划界限
I might have the hopes, oh, maybe he'll become a Christian. You know, this missionary dating will really lead him to Christ, and we can get married and live happy ever after.
或者如果神没有做这个很清楚的界限的话，可能我还会有一些期待或希望，说有一天他会变为基督徒啊，或者继续跟他交往啊。
But from that experience of rejection, I really experienced the unconditional love of God.
但是因为这个经验，因为这个被拒绝的这个经验，但我真的发现到神的爱。
God has never moved.
神从来没有被动摇。
I was the one who moved.
是我被动摇。
I walked away from him.
是我离开他。
So when I experienced this rejection, it caused me to turn back to God and say, God was always there waiting for me with his arms wide open to receive me back home.
然后因为这件被拒绝的事件，让我发现到神其实他总是张开双手等着我回转。
So man's love is temporal, conditional, changeable.
因为人的爱是短暂的，是有条件的，而且是会改变的。
But God's love never changes.
但神的爱是不改变的。Amen.
Even I fail him, he still receives me back.
虽然我失败，然后但是神还是愿意接纳我。Amen.
And let's talk about abandonment.
然后我们来说这个被抛弃的。
And Joni will share with us about her experience with abandonment.
然后就我这个翻译会来分享。应该是说我在被抛弃这个方面有很多的经验。要怎么翻译啊？ I'll translate myself. Oh, I say I have a lot of experience on abandonment. Is that a good thing? No. But, 但是怎么讲呢？从我一开始出生，当我认识到神之后，我觉得这个被遗弃的感受就有在被慢慢的被神在怎么说拯救 redeem， 就是 after I know God， I think this fear of abandonment has been in the process of being healed。所以我可以简单的分享，就是说，从我出生的时候。我刚刚出生的时候，其实我第一个月呢是住在医院里面的。So when I was first born, when I was just an infant, the first month I was actually living in the hospital. Why? It wasn't because I was sick. 为什么住在医院里？不是因为我有生病，而是因为我的母亲她因为我是第一胎嘛 ，because I am the firstborn child.So my mom is a new mom, so she didn't know what to do, and she went home by herself. 所以我的母亲呢，因为是刚刚是做母亲新手，所以她就先回家 ，because she needs to rest. 因为她需要休息，想要休养恢复。Because she wants recuperate and went home and stay at her mom's place.So for that whole month, that's why I was left at the hospital. 所以整个月呢，我都留在医院里面，因为医院有提供这种 service, because the hospital offered to take care of your kid. 但是呢，我不晓得你们知道，通常 infant, 通常刚出生的小孩，他们其实最需要的是什么？你知道吗？ Do you know when a firstborn kid, what do they need the most?对，就是母亲的抱跟爱。So when the firstborn infant, what do they need the most? It's not just to be fed, you know, be eating, or milk, what is it, breastfeeding, no. But it's actually the hug, the physical touch of the mother, because they just left her mom's womb, right? And they need the hug and the mother care. But becauseof my mom's, she was young. I don't want to say that she was ignorant, but that she didn't know, right? And so I was left in the hospital. 因为我母亲她是新手，所以她不知道，她就把我放在医院里面。Why do I mention about this? Because I think for me, even I was, before I had consciousness, 就是一个婴孩，虽然她很小，为什么我会提到这个经验？因为他 虽然小到都可能没有一个很清楚的记忆 but then these are things that kind of imprint in your body. It's like in your feelings, you know, that what you experience brought back, like, it's like from your childhood. And it kind of imprints in you like an emotion that you were left, you know. 就是在我身上有一个感受，在我的身体里面就会有一个感受说我是被遗弃的，被我母亲忘记了。Though my mom, 后来我发现我妈妈说，哦，其实我每天啊都有来去来看你哦。That's what my mom actually told me that every day I came and visit you, you know. And then what I spent a lot of time there. I was like, and I was like, yeah, like how long? I was like, 1 hour. 然后她说我每天都有去看你哦，抱你一个小时哦，然后长得好像很辛苦这样子。我说，but my mom was like, oh, it's like I spent a lot of time. Okay, but anyway, 但是后来我。怎么讲？为什么后来这个有 imprint 在我身上？因为不只是这个经历，还有后来长大一点点时候，我的家人原来是很多人住在一起的，就是跟我的 cousin 啊那些，就跟我的亲戚一起住。So when I was growing up, I was actually living with in a bigger family. I have a lot of cousins live with me, and then they migrate to Taiwan.Suddenly, like in one summer, but before that time, I had a lot of companionship, like my cousins. So, 在那之前，我在家人就是一起住，所以家里很多人有很多这个亲戚在一起。然后后来他们就一起移民到台湾去了。So, 就突然之间我就被留下来，成为家里面唯一一个小孩。So that's another experience of abandonment. 所以这种就是另外一种的经历，又被我觉得好像被遗弃。有时候 So what happened was my cousins and their family migrate to Taiwan, and then suddenly I was left behind, feeling like because all the cousins left, I was the only little child in the house. So every day and before I have my cousins playing with me, you know, hang out.But after they left, I was the only child left at home. So I was so bored. And that was before I went to kindergarten. So 这个是我去幼儿园之前的一个经验，就是一个小孩子留在家里。所以后来有一次我，因为我母亲需要工作，所以她带我，但是我那时候就很抓着她不放，因为很害怕。所以怎么说，她就带我去 7-Eleven。然后呢，趁我就是在看糖果的时候呢，就赶快就跑了，然后呢，就把我剩下给我的家里的佣人照顾，然后就带我回家这样子，好可怜。So in English, let me say that. So what happened is when I grew older, because all my cousins left, right? I mean, their family left, and I was only child in the house, so I became really clingy to my mom.So what happened was she took me to 7-Eleven, and when I was distracted with a lot of the candies, then she would run away to left for her work, you know, and left me with my helper, domestic helper, so she could take me home. So these are like experiences that I feel like, oh my God, I've been abandoned again. But anyway, so these are just two instances. But how did I come to reconcile is God was reminding me that,God actually gave me a verse. 后来神就对我说话，就说神给我一些圣经里面的话语，就是刚刚说圣经不是在以赛亚书说，母亲虽然忘记你，但是我是你的创造者，我是不会忘记你的。Amen. 就是在 in a book of Isaiah that the Lord actually says, though your mom may forget you, but I'm your creator. I will never leave or forsake you. Right.还有另外一个经文，就是在诗篇二十二篇里面。So there's another verse that is actually in Psalm 22. 如果你是基督徒，你念诗篇二十二篇就知道，其实那一篇是一个很苦的一篇诗篇，是耶稣被遗弃遗忘的一个经验。So in Psalm 22, if you're a Christian, you read about it, you know, like, it actually talks about how Jesus, the Son of God, was being abandoned, you know, he was suffering. But there was a verse that says, when I was born and delivered into the world, I was born with a heart to rely on you. You know, 所以圣里面其中有一句话就说我虽然我出生我一出生从我母腹离开我母腹我就有一个仰望依靠你的心 So God reminded me that though all people may forsake you, forget you, even your own mom but he created me in the circumstance so that I would learn how to trust in him instead of trusting in people So I was really comforted from that. 所以就是神就后来启示我这一个经文的时候，神就跟我说，我让你的环境是这样的时候，是因为我要你来到这世界上学习什么叫做依靠我，而不是靠你的人。所以这个是我一个很大的其中一个医治，神对我说话。然后 I know that I spend a lot of time on this one, but you want me to share the next one too?Okay, I'll let 师母讲。
Okay, so another fear we have, we all have, maybe, is death.
然后其中另外一个我们很多的惧怕就是对死亡的恐惧。
And Asians don't like to talk about death.
然后我们特别是华人呢是很不喜欢提到死亡的。
You know, in my condominiums, where I live right now in Albany.
在我现在所住的地方。在 Albany 的地方
There are four buildings, four condominiums in the complex.
那边有四栋楼房
Okay, so the names of the buildings are Building 1, Building 2, Building 3, and what's the last one? Building 5, there's no Building 4.
所以其实虽然有四栋楼房，但是呢，它的数字却是第一栋、第二栋、第三栋，但最后一栋不是叫第四栋，是叫第五栋楼。
When I was in Taiwan, and I noticed that our hotel said 12 floors, right? But actually, there are 13 floors.
像在台湾也是这样，像我们按那个电梯要上到。几了层楼嘛？它有十二层楼，但实际上其实有十一层楼。哦 ，eleven 对、啊。
Oh.
They skip the floor. Oh, sorry. Give it away.
So which floor doesn't have a which number did they skip?
Four.
Number four,
right?
Because sounds like what? Death.
Because, yeah, 因为。所以你在台湾，他们本来有十二栋、十二层楼的，然后不是原来只有十一层楼，但是他们的数字却写到十二，是因为他就删掉四了嘛？因为四听起来像死亡那个死 ，Yeah.
Yeah. So Chinese Asians they don't like the number four because it's death and brings what unlucky.
Unlucky.
Just like the Western world, we don't like the number 13, the unlucky.
这就好像我们西方的人不喜欢数字十三。
So when my dad was on his deathbed,
So 当我爸爸在快死之前
，and he's a pretty new Christian.
他是那时候是很年幼的基督徒
，so he does not understand about a lot about God and his and his ways.
他也不是很知道神的神的话。
And I try to read the word to him every day, just to comfort him and strengthen him with God's word.
然后我就试着要每一天跟他读神的话，要鼓励他。
And there's only one verse that really gets in.Him that he really likes.
那只有其中一句话是他非常喜欢的圣经经文。
And that's Joshua 1:9.
那就是约书亚第一章第九节。
So be strong and courageous.
就是你要刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
For I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
And I'll give you, I'll prosper you in what wherever you go.
然后我会跟与你同在，你到哪里去都会昌盛。
So when I see how he was facing death,
然后我在看说他怎么样面对死亡呢
？I say to myself,
那我对我自己说
，When I face death,
当我面对死亡
，I will be filled of hope,
我会被非常的有盼望
I'll be filled with joy.
会很有喜乐。
With great anticipation.
然后会有很大的期待。
Finally,
终于
I'm going to meet my Lord.
我会遇到我的主。
Face to face.
面对面看到我的主。
You will be, you know, not unI heard many times that when people die,
我听了很多人的见证，就说在人快死之前
，those who doesn't have a relationship with God, when they die, their face are like in horror and like, you know, like scared.
他很有很多人的说，他们快死之前就会看到，他们如果不信主的话，他会很害怕。
But those who know the Lord and have a intimate relationship with Him.
那但是那些信主的人跟神有很亲密的关系的人
Before they take their last breath,
在他们最后一口气之前
they see glory,
他们看到是荣耀
and this big smile on their face.
而且在脸上都是很就是一个很大的笑容
So when they die with a big smile and a joyful, peaceful face.
所以他们在死的时候面对死亡的时候是一个很快很不是快乐是一个喜乐心里面有一个平安
Okay, so, and for Christians, we have hope because we know that death is not the end.
我们作为基督徒们有盼望，因为知道死亡不是结局。
We know that we will have eternal life in Christ.
而我们知道在基督里面我们有永恒的生命。
Okay, next one, how many of you are really scared of ghosts?
下一个是不是有多少人是害怕那些鬼呀、啊？怕鬼的、啊，请举手。
Okay, Johnny is gonna Johnny is gonna share with us about her experience in this.
Oh yeah. Okay, I gotta make it short. It's hard. 怕鬼，我觉得好像很多华人都有哈。I think a lot of Asian face this fear is the fear of ghost.Hello, 因为小时候呢听了很多鬼故事，我还看了很多鬼片。Because when we grow up, we watch a lot of movies that like scary movies that talk about vampire, you know, or like ghost movies, especially like ghost movie from Japan at the time, 就是在日本出来的什么贞子啊。I was like from Japan, like there's this really scary movie about this.What was it? Grudge. Oh, it's called a grudge. Yes. I don't know. A lot of people have seen it, right? So what happened was I grew up being scared of turn off the lights and sleep. 我很害怕晚上睡觉的时候不能关灯，你知道吗？因为每次一关灯的时候就不知道想到什么东西去。Because every time I turn off the light, I was like, oh my God, I felt like I'm alone. And I don't know, in my imagination, these images will fly out from those movies.And so what happened is after I became a Christian, 就是后来我信主了以后 I was in college sometime, college in Berkeley. 那时候我在 Berkeley, 伯克莱在大学的时候我信主了。然后我就知道说这些鬼魂的东西 the ghosts 其实都是假的 They are fake. They are all lies of the enemy.因为人圣经里面说人死了以后不是在地上那边 孤魂野鬼 you know, they're not wandering around the spirits because from the Bible the spirits are evil spirits there are the fallen angels right so 在圣经里面的这些不是这些鬼不是人死的后的鬼魂而是这个撒旦魔鬼堕落的天使 so I realized they were all liesSo what happened was, after that, 我就每一次我晚上睡觉呢，我就那时候会如果有一个图片出现的时候，我就会奉耶稣基督名斥责他要离开，或者就 block it off， 就是在我的思想里面就把它遮盖了。So whenever I have these images in my mind when I go to bed at night, then I will use the name of Jesus.To rebuke you, yeah, to rebuke the evil spirit or the images in my mind. So I asked the Lord to, like, with the blood of his, with his blood to cover these images. So let's say now, from then on, 从那个时候开始，我每天睡觉都一定要把灯关得黑黑的。So 现在 so from now on I have to turn off every light so I can sleep well. 从不能关灯到完全关灯，还要一定要黑的才可以睡好。所以这是一个天差地远的一个这对比 ，right? So from have to sleep with the lights on to turn off the lights completely to sleep well. So that's a testimony.
Yeah. So for us who know the Lord, we have no fear of Satan, demons, or ghosts because we know that God who's in us is greater than he who is in the world.
我们作为基督徒，我们不用怕撒旦，不用怕魔鬼，不用怕鬼魂，因为我们知道神在我们里面，他在，他比世界都大。
Okay, we're going to have Annie come up and share with us about failure and rejection and unknown. They all tie together.
So we invite Annie to share this about failure and unknown. They all tie together. So we invite Annie to share this
So as to those of you who don't know me yet, I'm Annie, and I'm an international student, well, in the U.S., so you kind of know that I, like, my future is really unclear to me, and I just really, I feel so insecure on this uncertainty of the future, which is, like, the fear of unknown. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I think the fear of rejection, unknown, and failure just all tie together, because unknown because I don't want to fail in the future, like the fail in those things that I don't know yet. And I have the fear of failure because I don't, because it can lead to the rejection for from the society, you know, from the family or everything. And so also failure first. My a little bit of my background, like my parents' marriage is really a failure, and actually my dad's life, I can see failure. I don't want to talk about so many details, so I can save some time, but it's like they divorced, which, like, there are a lot of details, but they divorced. The divorce, like, you know, like, divorcing is actually a failure of marriage, and I see a lot of pain in there, and I don't want to experience it by myself and in the future, so that's like a fear of failure. Like, and also I see my dad, like, how he has failed, and he has rejected by the society, by his friends. He has, I think, hardly has any friend. And so I feel like, okay, so that's, you know, on him. And so for me, I know that I have their gene in my life, in my blood, you know. I feel like I've grown up in the family like that. So I really fear that I can't get rid of it. And well, like, I will just...
Like, you're destined to fail. Like,
family, your dad.
Yeah, so, like, I will just go on their old ways. So that's, like, a failure. Well, the fear of failure, and also the rejection. And the rejection is, like, well, they're tied together, but also I have another story of the rejection is, well, like, when I was in... Well, I became a Christian when I was younger, so, and I was in China, and but the society was actually
agnostic,
like
atheist, yeah.
Yeah, but I was a Christian at that time, and I still remember it, like, very clearly, like, one of my best friends when I was in elementary school. There was one day she told me, like, her parents didn't want her to play with me anymore because I have shared gospel with her, and I have given her, like, a brochure, and there may be something like death, sin, or something, and they only see that. Well, there's God's love and my, like, somewhere else, but they only see that, and they are like, no, just don't play with her. But, well, we're good friends right now, but I just, you know, my feeling was really, like, you know, rejected by her parents, although not her, but And well, the good news is actually she became a Christian when she was in high school, which is a great comfort for me because I know that God, you know, turned this over. And well, so that's kind of all of my like those stories. But so I don't have any like Joni, like Marlon, like they have shared, okay, how they overcome it. I feel like I still have those in my life. I'm just dealing with it. So, but I know the truth is that I am a child of God. I have Him as my Heavenly Father. So, and I was made in the image of Him. So I don't have to worry about the gene. I don't have to worry. I know. But it's just hard to, you know, I knew it, but it's hard to do it. So, and also like, oh yeah, and also like my value doesn't lie on my performance, on my success. So I don't have to, you know, God has an evaluation sheet for me in heaven. It's not like my grade in school or my performance at work. So I don't have to worry about those. But yeah, so I knew that's the truth. And I just am still learning like the lesson of trust and laying myself down and let go of my control. Like I want to control my future, control the unknown, so I don't fail, so I don't be rejected, which is not, like, I can't control at all. I know that's in God's hand, so that's good. 那我现在说中文，
说中文，
这样应该快一点。
两句讲完。
就是对，中文就是，就是我，我的 background， 中文说中文的大家都认识我，所以我就是我的家庭是很，我的爸妈的婚姻是很，就是很失败的，然后我爸爸自己他的人生也是很失败的，他就基本上都没有朋友，然后整个就是，就反正有很多的细节吧，但是就是他，我就觉得他，我又觉得我很像他，就像，因为中国人都觉得说女儿像爸爸嘛，儿子像妈妈嘛，所以我觉得我更像我爸爸，所以就是 really 就是非常的失败，然后我看到他很失败，然后他也被拒绝，就是他被他的朋友们，他的身边的人拒绝，然后也被这个社会拒绝，然后我就很害怕我自己也会被这个社会拒绝，然后而且我其实家人对我有很多期待，我现在在美国，就是我也我的未来就是很不确定，所以我就也很担心，有很多的 anxiety， 有很多的那个担心，就是觉得我的 future 都是不确定的，然后我又觉得我很担心我会失败，会像我爸爸一样，然后而且也因为一些家人的一些期待，我就会觉得我很担心我就是被甚至被家人拒绝，然后也被这个社会拒绝，然后呢，我觉得我说乱了，但是 failure， 刚才说到什么？对，我刚才有一个故事就讲到，就是说关于 rejection 的，对，是我小时候的一个，就我小学的时候最好的朋友，因为我给他传了福音，然后上面有一个小册子，上面写的有死亡啊，有什么罪啊这些，然后他爸爸妈妈就跟他说不要他跟我玩了，然后我当时就很就是觉得很沮丧，就觉得说啊，就是被就感觉是被拒绝，然后而且自己觉得整个也被不被社会不被整个当时的，因为所有的同学就只有我自己是基督徒，然后在中国的小学啊初中啊就是会入党入团，不是，对，入少先队，然后入团，然后入党，然后我都没有入，我入了少先队，但是我没有入团，然后当时那个时候因为我当时还挺小的，就不是自己的选择，所以就很就感觉大家都不是很不会特别接受我，就觉得好像我是个异类，因为自己也对，就大概是这样子。然后但是我很一个好消息就是当时那个拒绝我的那个朋友，不是拒绝，就是他爸妈拒绝我的那个朋友，他后来得救了，就是在他高中的时候，我对我来说是很大的安慰，我就看到神是怎么样让就是神让这些事情能够 turn over， 然后就是对，然后我就最后就是我的结尾就是说，我说我现在也不像周妮和师母一样好像有一个结论说啊我怎么样就是反转过来或者怎么样，我觉得我还是有这些 fear 在里面，就还是会有一些怎么说，就还是有他们在里面，所以但是我知道我是神的孩子，我知道我就我虽然有爸爸妈妈的遗传，但是我知道我是在神的手里，我是他的孩子，我是照着他的形象造的，所以我并不需要去担心这些事情，然后就是对，就是知道我在神的手里，就是他，我是完全在他手里，所以我就是很 safe， 就是很我不需要没有安全感，我的安全感是来自于神。
Amen。
That's okay if you don't feel that you have overcome those fears, but we are in the process of overcoming.
没关系，你如果还没有得胜，我们其实都一样，我们都在这个过程中在学习。
Okay, so I ran out of time, so I'm going to go really fast for the next half of my sermon.
我因为时间太短了，不够，所以我会很快的在下面讲得非常快。
Well, Nosama said, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
圣经里面说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
And we fear, God says what? Say, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
圣经不是说你不要害怕，因为我与你同在，不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
And this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
所以神对他说，你不要惧怕这个大军，不要因为这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Okay, a few examples from the Bible about how these men of faith fight their battles.
圣经里面也有很多的故事讲到这些伟大的信心的先贤，他怎么样征战。
David, when he faced the Goliath,
大卫他当他面对巨人的时候，哥利亚。
You say, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, my Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
大卫就对那些非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜，不知道念怎么念，和铜，但是我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。就是你们所怒骂带领以色列人的军。
When Moses sent the 12 spies into Canaan to spy the land, the 10 spies feel that they feel like they're grasshoppers compared to their enemies, and they say, "There's no way we can overcome them."
当那些以色列人记得吗？故事就是他们要进到应许的迦南地，看到那些的巨人在地里面，他就很害怕。就是自己像草蜢一样小。
There were two spies, Joshua and Caleb. They were full of faith in God. They know that God with them, God is with them, and God will give them victory.
但是其中有两个人，他们很有信心，是谁啊？约书亚还有加勒 ，Amen. 他们相信神给他能力，可以胜过这些巨人。
They told the people, "The Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them."
所以他们就对以色列人说，你们不要怕那地的居民，因为神与我们同在。
Jesus gave us a promise that fear not, I am always with you.
耶稣也跟我们说，不要怕，我常与你同在。
He said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
我说我不会离弃你。
But you know, one time, Jesus and his disciples were in the boat crossing the Sea of Galilee.
有一次耶稣不是跟门徒一起过那个海吗？加利利海。
After a long day of preaching and ministering, Jesus was tired, so he was sleeping in the boat.
耶稣经过了一天很长的服侍，又在讲道啊，又做各样的服侍之后就很累，就在船上睡着了。
Suddenly a big storm came upon them and the waves were like going into their boat.
后来不是突然之间就这个海就起了风浪
and the disciples were very scared.
然后这个船都快沉了，所以那些门徒就很害怕。
And they woke up Jesus and said, "Don't you care that we drown?"
然后他就把耶稣摇醒了，就说，耶稣你不怕我们就淹死吗？
And Jesus said, "Where is your faith?"
耶稣就问他们，你的信心在哪里呢？
You a little faith.
你们这些小信的人啊。
You see, fear is the opposite of faith.
所以你看到是害怕跟信心是一个反差相反。
Even though Jesus was with them, but they were still scared.
虽然耶稣与他们同在，但他们还是害怕。
Because they don't really know Jesus as he really is.
但是因为他们不认识耶稣到底是谁呀、
啊、？That Jesus has the power to calm the storm.
就是耶稣可以平息风浪。
So through this experience.Through this experience, they know that Jesus is supernatural, that he can calm the storm.
所以透过这个经验经历，他们可以看到耶稣有能力可以平息风浪。
So God is telling us, do not be afraid.
所以神 跟我们说
Why?
不要怕，为什么
？Why? For I am with you.
第一，因为我与你同在。
I fight for you.
第二，我为你征战。
I will help you.
我会帮助你。
I will deliver you.
我要释放你。
I will save you.
我要拯救你。
I will deliver your enemies into your hands.
我会把你的仇敌放在你的手里。
I will give you victory.
我会给你胜利。
So what should be our response? What does God want us to be when we know who He is and what He wants us to do for us?
那当我们知道神是谁，我们应该要怎么做呢？
We are to be strong and courageous.
神愿意我们坚强和勇敢。
Stand firm and be still.
就是站稳，还要安静。
Trust God.
相信他，信靠他。
Yeah, he got it all in His hand. He's going to take care of everything.
就是神掌权，他会照顾。
And go out and face your fear.
你就要出去面对你的恐惧。
So I want to share with you a little clip of my 4-year-old granddaughter and how she faced her fear.
然后最后这边我会跟你们分享我的孙女她到底怎么样面对她的恐惧呢？可以，袁山可以帮我 play 这个按这个 video 吗？要发声音，要打开那个电脑的声音。Unmute, yeah. Can you play? Yeah, hold on. No, I'm in here. Oh, the reason is because 因为我们的电脑不能 play quick time.
Okay, they'll skip.
We'll watch it later.
Okay, therefore, there's a promise.
所以神有给我们应许。
In Jeremiah 17:7-8, God gave us a promise that whenever we face in fear, we trust in Him and have confidence in Him.
就是在耶利米书十七章七到八节里面，圣经里面说，依靠耶和华就是有福的。
So when we trust and have confidence in God, we will have no fear when the heat comes.
当我们相信依靠神的时候，在炎热的时间来到的时候，我们就不会惧怕。
We are like a tree planted by the waters, by the streams of water, and our leaves will always be green and bear fruit, and we will bear fruit.
它就像树站在水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子碧，人青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，并且结果不止。
So what do we want to do when we are bombarded with fear?
当我们面对恐惧的时候，应该怎么办呢？
We're going to trust the Lord.
我们要信靠神 ，Amen.
We are going to have confidence in Him that He will fight for us.
就是我们要相信在主里面，他要为我们征战。
He is for us.
他是帮助我们的。
And so we're going to thrive.
Can you do this?
我们会非常的怎么讲 ？Thrive， 兴盛。
We are not going to be paralyzed by fear.
Is he going to play here? Okay.
Okay. Okay, you can play if you can.
Can you
do it? You're about to go in there and face her fear. You do some public speaking, aren't you? A little bit nervous?
Yeah.
Scared?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, but we're going to face it.
Uh-huh.
What do we do to fear? What do we do?
Punch him in the nuts.
Punch it in the nuts, yeah. Fight it. You're gonna be strong and courageous?
Yes.
So say, I'm great.
I'm great.
I'm mighty.
I'm mighty.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, you can't stop me.
That's
my girl. Can fear stop you?
No.
No. Can anybody stop you?
No.
Because God's with you?
Yeah.
And we're with you? Mm-hmm. Ready to attack this? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's conquer our fears. I'm so proud of you. Let's go.
Nikki, how did you do?
Good.
Did you say all of your public speaking very good and confident? Mm-hmm. Did you kick fear in the face? Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you.
On the way there, she was super freaked out. So I put on Andy Mineo's You Can't Stop Me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just yelling, I'm like, say it to fear, you can't stop me. And I'm like making up a song and singing about Nikki, and she's just kind of like in the back, like, you can't stop me, I'm great, I can do this. You know, she was just acting so timid. But we did it for like almost 15 minutes. The whole drive was like 15 minutes. Uh-huh. And by the end of it, I had her up in the front seat, and she's just in my face going, I'm great, I'm mighty, I'm awesome, you can't stop me.
I'm great, I'm mighty, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Hey,
I can do this, I'm gonna kick fear in the face. And she's just, she's just beaming. And then she literally goes, okay, Dad, let's do it, let's go.
And we walk in there, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna go up there. She's like, you can go now, Dad.
She told you to go?
Yep.
She didn't even cry?
Yeah, she was like, you can go now. And she sat down, took her spot, and she's like, I'm going to do this. She went from being so timid to just like for 15 minutes, we just kept at it.
Oh my gosh.
And she went and did it. I'm so proud of her.
That's my 4-year-old granddaughter.
That was 4岁的孙女.
Okay, let's all stand.
请问都起好吗?
And we're going to have a response song. I think this song is so appropriate, so fitting.
好，我们要唱一首歌。
To respond, it's a song of proclamation about we are no longer slaves.
Thank you.
Okay, let's conclude with this proclamation prayer.
我们一起来，这最后这个是宣告的祷告。
So English speaking, brothers and sisters, you pray with me in English, and it's going to be followed by the Mandarin speaking brothers and sisters in Mandarin.
我们先用英文来讲，然后就会说 ，Where's my handle thing? 请袁山帮我按就好了。我们会有一个祷告，对，先用英文来讲，然后用中文。
Okay, dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
When I am afraid,
当我恐惧时
I will trust in you.
我会信靠你
You are in me.
你在我里面
You are with me.
你与我同在
You are for me.
你支持我
And you fight for me.
为我征战一起大声来讲
You are my helper.
你是我的帮助者
You are my deliverer.
你是我的拯救者。
You are my shield.
你是我的盾牌。
You are my defender.
你是我的辩护者。
You are my vindicator.
你是为我报仇的人。
You are my strength.
你是我的力量。
You are my provider.
你是我的供应者。
You are my great shepherd.
你是我的大牧者。
Therefore, I will not fear.
因此我不恐惧
But be strong and courageous.
乃要坚强和勇敢
I will be still and know that you are God.
我会安静和知道你是神
I put my trust in you.
我相信你
My confidence is in who you are and what you are to me.
我的信心是在于你所是和你是我的神
Thank you for your perfect love for me that casts out all my fears.
谢谢你对我完全的爱，把我的惧怕除去。
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.
奉靠圣父、圣子、圣灵的名 ，Amen. Amen.
We conclude our service here. Oh.